We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show. This week's show is brought to you by our generous sponsors at National Treatment Centers. Guys, listen here. Everybody out there knows a family that is fighting the effects of today's substance abuse epidemic, and that's what it is. Maybe it's your family tree that's battling it. Maybe it's someone you work with or someone you love. If that's the case, pick up the phone, get the ball rolling on kicking that problem right where it lives by calling the professionals at 800-287-7891. That's 800-287-7891. Help the ones you love put that chapter behind them. Oh, it's all good. It's looking like a gorgeous one out there, guys, sitting here jazzed for this segment. You guys know what a home improvement. I want to think guru, junkie's probably the better word. I love Design on a Dime, always have, always will, and one of their best hosts ever, Kelly Edwards, joining us via our newsmaker line today. Welcome, Kelly. You're a busy lady. What are you up to?
Oh, gosh. You know what? That's what I've been saying all day. Busy is good. If I wasn't busy, I don't know what I would do with myself.
It keeps us out of trouble, doesn't it?
Oh, gosh, absolutely. And I'm excited to be with you today, too.
Good stuff. Now, not only do you have your incredible home improvement resume that is just, I love it. The show is great. Your books are great. You now have a new book, the best-selling design book, Design Cookbook, Recipes for a Stylish Home. I'm so jazzed about this book. Tell our listeners all about it and where we can find it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so it's called, you're right, it's called the Design Cookbook, Recipes for a Stylish Home, and basically it is recipes for rooms. So in terms of, like, think of like a cookbook. Not everybody can cook, but everybody will read a cookbook and try, right? Well, not everybody can design a space, but if you look at a book that has a recipe for a room and it breaks it down by ingredients and steps, then you can certainly do it yourself. So it's almost like you can be your own interior designer if you just follow a recipe. So my dad actually came up with this concept years ago. He said, why don't you write a design book that looks like a cookbook? And I thought, that's such a great idea. I did it. It was one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life. I don't know if you've ever written a book, but it's time-consuming and emotionally and draining. At the same time, once it's out there, you couldn't be more excited. I don't have children, but I attribute it to, like, having a baby. It's like it's hard when you're going through it, but then after you're done, you forget the pain and you want to do it again. That's kind of,
yes,
kind of how I mean, I don't know. I don't have kids, but that's what everybody tells me. Like, you just go through all this agony, and then after it's over, you're like, let's do it again. It was the most beautiful thing in the world. So that's kind of where I am with the book, too.
It is so true. And yeah, I have kids and I have a book. Now, my book is nowhere near the size of yours. And I thought I was just going to have a cow when I was trying to get this thing from, you know, from paper to out there in the you know, out there in the marketplace. And so, yeah, very impressive that you got this done. And you know what? You nailed it on so many points with what you just said. Whenever we watch these home improvement shows, and Design on a Dime is just one of the best out there. I love your stuff on there. But people get overwhelmed. It's like sitting down. A cookbook is such a good analogy because it's kind of like telling someone who doesn't have a lot of confidence in the kitchen, why don't you prepare this huge 12-course meal for royalty? That's how people look at home decorating sometimes. They see a blank wall, a blank slate, and they just go deer in the headlights. You know, that's been me a couple of times. I've got a, you know, reasonably well-decorated home, but it can be overwhelming. So the idea of a cookbook, it's brilliant. No one's ever done this before. Guys, I want you to take a look at this website, KellyEdwardsInc.com. From there, you got the keys to the kingdom. You can get to Kelly's Instagram page, her Facebook page, her Twitter page. But tell me something, because when I was bragging about having you on the air, people flipped out. They love you so much, but they're looking for some advice here. We're coming up on autumn. All right, I'm trying not to get whiny. We're coming up on winter. I'm not going to go there yet. We're talking about autumn. So the days are getting shorter, right? We've got less light coming into our homes. We're trying to get things a little brightened up. What is your go-to move for switching up from the big, bright, you know, sunshiny days of summer to kind of morphing into these autumn days? What do we do to make our homes kind of lively and take us a little more, you know, into a happier place?
Okay, I actually have three tips for you. Number one, you mentioned lighting. Lighting is super, super, super important because as an interior designer, I tell all my clients, your design is only as good as your lighting. So you can have the most perfectly designed space, but if your lighting's off, your entire design is going to be off. And especially in fall, when you're right, the sunlight isn't coming in as much. So what you want to do is you want to create that ambient lighting inside your space. Now, I truly am so excited because today I am joined by Lamps Plus, which I think is a fantastic company. They actually have what's called their Color Plus collection. Now, this is 100 on-trend designer colors for lamps, lighting, as well as candle holders, which is new to them. And what I particularly love about them is they've been family-owned for over 40 years. Now, if you know, in the corporate world, that doesn't really exist anymore. So it's a really fantastic company. And you can know that regardless of what color you choose for your lamps, your lighting, or your candle holders, that they are all handcrafted and they are customized to fit any space. Now, you can find them at lampsplus.com, but that is a great, great way to transform your space for the upcoming months, especially when the sun isn't coming in as much. You can actually up your lighting in your space and make it feel more comfortable for you.
Awesome stuff. Now, yeah, and again, one other place, I love Lamps Plus. I know that place. They actually have fantastic stuff, and it is so true. I mean, you have the whole color scheme picked out. You have maybe the sofa picked out or the bedspread for the bedroom or whatever else. Nobody thinks about the lighting, and it makes such a huge impact. Now, whenever I walk into Sherwin-Williams, it's basically like Norm going into Cheers. They're like, "Wah!" So, I mean, it's one of those things for Sherwin-Williams, and they're wonderful. They tolerate me beautifully. But when it comes to picking the colors that you're looking for, what are the trends that we're looking for? Next time we walk into Sherwin-Williams, we're going to sound totally knowledgeable, and we're going to ask them for what?
Okay, you are going to love me. Okay, here's the deal. HGTV Home, since we're talking about HGTV as well, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams literally just announced the 2019 color collection as well as the 2019 color of the year, which happens to be reflecting pool. It's like the most gorgeous blue-green color you've ever seen. Now, what I love about the Sherwin-Williams paint here is that their color collections actually consist of colors that work together in any combination. So what that means is they put a combo together. You can paint your walls one color, and then you can accessorize with the other colors, knowing the whole time that all these colors are going to work well together. So this is great for people who don't want to hire an interior designer or maybe simply can't afford one. This allows you to be your own interior designer in your own home. So there's no more second guessing your color combinations. It's actually already done for you, which I think is fantastic. Now, you can actually find the HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams Infinity Paint at Lowe's. So if you have a Lowe's near you, you can go to that. Or go to HGTVHomeByShermanWilliams.com, and you can find it there as well. So this is a great way to be an interior designer yourself.
This is fabulous. You've idiot-proofed it for me. I have so much confidence in so many areas of my life. And then, you know, when you're walking into Lowe's and you're all confident, this is going to be great. And you walk in there and you have like 75,000 paint chip slices coming at you. And you're like, okay, you know, too early for a drink. You just have no idea where to start from there. So that's all very, very good. Here's another question for you. We talked about the family rooms. We talked about the bedrooms type things. Talk to me about the bathrooms, the kitchens. We're talking fixtures, ways that, you know, I love my home. It's an old Victorian, and certain rooms still looks like an old Victorian. And you've got a lot of people out there, whether they're in new construction or they're just in a home for the first time, and they want to freshen up their faucets. They want to freshen up their, who knows what, something in like the master bath or something in the kitchen. Where do you go to get the ball rolling on that without wanting to like fling yourself off a cliff with all the choices out there?
Here's my thought. Now, obviously, again, as an interior designer, I know every client's needs are different. All their tastes are different. What one person wants, another person may not want. Kohler is such a fantastic company because they've got it down to a science. Now, they actually have what's called a components line. So if you're getting ready to redo your bathroom, this is a great line to consider. It's actually an interchangeable line of bathroom faucet elements that offer a wide range of modern as well as minimalist options for composing a finished space. Now, what that means is this faucet collection is equipped with several forward-thinking design elements for accurate control of the water flow as well as the temperature. So my clients that I have right now, each of them like a different water flow and a different temperature, and it allows you to regulate that down to a science. It also has three spouts, and that can be interchangeable. So that's great because you can mix and match. And you know that if you go to Lowe's or Home Depot and you walk down the aisle and you pick a faucet, the spout will come with the lever. Well, this allows you to mix and match that so you can actually customize your own space. Now, it has a variety of finishes. My personal favorites are matte black. And if you have not seen the rose gold, you have to see it. It is the most beautiful color finish I've ever seen, and I'm actually working on a couple bathrooms right now, and my client specifically asked for the rose gold purist faucet, which is what we're using in her space. So you can go to Kohler.com. You can find all the fixtures and finishes there, but I think in terms of getting your bathroom ready, this is a number one choice for me.
Dynamite. That is so fantastic. I knew the time would fly. We got about 1 minute left, and here's the big question that kept flying at me on social media. What should I ask Kelly? Ask this. Here's what we ask. You got a house. You got rooms. You've done this a zillion times. You're feeling overwhelmed. By the time all is said and done, what is your top advice for people out there thinking about taking on a room, thinking about taking on a fixer-upper, thinking about taking on a wing of their house, whatever it is? What is your advice to them, having done it so many times?
Oh, boy. What is the advice? Expect it's going to cost more than you think it is. I mean, I hate to say that.
Nope. It's true.
Yeah. People have a budget. And I always tell my clients, you need to add 10 to 20% to that budget. Because what happens is when you start opening up walls and things start happening, you could have plumbing issues you didn't realize, electrical issues you didn't realize, things like that. So if you're going to do a major renovation, you're going to tear down walls, open things up, I would say just expect it. And, you know, the worst thing is to not expect it and then be disappointed. But if you're already waiting for it and it doesn't happen, then you will be pleasantly surprised. So make sure that you add that 10 to 20% to your budget.
Unreal. It's so true. Oh, my God. Every time you hear from a friend, family member, coworker, they're talking about a project in their house, the big complaint, it always went over budget. You nailed it. So true. Kelly, I knew the time would fly in your ample free time, she said sarcastically. Feel free to come back anytime. You got an open mic whenever you want it. And best of luck with all your fall projects. We can't wait to hear more about it.
You are amazing. Hopefully we'll talk again soon.
I'd love it. We'll be right back, gang, right after this.
The following ad contains shocking material. Listener discretion is advised. Is someone in your family playing a dangerous game of Russian roulette? Over 43,000 people die a year from drug overdose. 120 people a day. 5 people every hour. 1 person every 12 minutes. 88,000 people die every year from alcohol abuse. Over 240 people a day, 10 an hour, 1 person every 6 minutes. Somebody you know may be next. Learn how to help someone you love get away from the drugs, alcohol, and bad influences. With the FMLA, people can take a leave of absence from their job and still keep it. Call now and learn how we can help you.
800-287-7891. 800-287-7891. That's 800-287-7891.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today, and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%.
You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Biz Talk Radio. Send us your feedback by emailing info@biztalkradio.com, or you can send us comments via the Biz Talk Radio app.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show. Many thanks again to Kelly Edwards from HGTV's Design on a Dime, talking about all the fabulous ways to freshen up your house. We are going to be doing a home improvement segment, or at least a segment, probably a couple, next week. But this week, I wanted to make sure, I mean, all the segments are filling up so fast, it's fantastic. I want to touch on something with us having, you know, we're right here the second week of October. We've got Halloween coming up. I'm connecting with a lot of parents, grandparents, kids, you know, teenagers, whatever, talking about Halloween coming up. Now, in my house, October goes by in such a blur. We have got anniversaries and birthdays and all kinds of other celebrations that come up. So, you know, literally Halloween comes and slaps us upside the head, you know, planning wise, in the middle of all of it. So I've been finding year after year that my planning abilities compared to those around me, I'm seeing people making, I can't believe it's just, you know, I'm hearing from people and they're, you know, Ikasa Hagopian, I have a general, you know, time management problem, and it's compounded by all of these various celebrations. And I'm looking around at people who are like handcrafting these intricate, expensive, complicated, hand-sewn costumes for themselves, for parties, for their kids, their grandkids. And I have just tremendous inferiority complexes as a result. Then I just switch gears and I put the word out to all of our various listeners, to our readers, the people who pick up my column, to get their input. And they did not disappoint. So we're spending this segment, again, as we find ourselves in the planning stages of another upcoming Halloween. It's going to be here before you know it. And I'm counting down here with a huge handful. We got about 8, maybe 10 if we can get through them all. Fantastic, effortless Halloween costume ideas for any and all ages, all created in 5 minutes or less, costing less than $5 each. Okay, so here we go, no particular order. And these are hysterical, all sent from all across. I mean, coast to coast, people are sending me these things. The producers put it all together. We've got a couple of interns here at the station, and they put this whole list together on stickies and post-it notes. I got them all over this piece of paper. Here goes. Self-portrait. This is a costume. Self-portrait. Dress comfortably. The person in this picture is dressed all in black. I love it. Very classy looking. Grab a large yet lightweight frame from the attic or a local thrift store. I have seen frames like this at Goodwill too many times to count, for usually $5 or less. Okay? So you get this frame. Get rid of the glass. Get rid of the backing. Get rid of the picture. You're just holding a frame. Okay? You ring the doorbell. Ding dong. You hold the frame in front of your face. Ta-da, you're now a self-portrait. That's what I'm talking about. Easy, inexpensive, totally clever. People will remember it for all the right reasons. Next up, this one's a solid one. Going as the hippie. a hippie. It's always a solid go-to move for anyone with adult 70s clothing they simply can't get rid of. Pick me. Add a headband or a daisy behind your ear, men and women both, and you're set. Gotta love it. Next up, study nerd. I got many, many pictures with this. I was born to wear this costume, okay? Grab a few books. Get an old pair of glasses or find a pair at the dollar store, take out the lenses, break it in the middle, and then tape them back together. Et voila, you are a study nerd. Next, this one is cool. This one was sent to me. I think it's by one of our Oklahoma listeners. The costume is a website error. I adore this idea, especially if you're getting colder weather on Halloween night. Here's what you do. Get an old white sweatshirt, a marker, and draw the words, error 404, costume not found. You are now a website error. All right, so you're wearing jeans, you're getting comfy, you've got an old white sweatshirt, you don't care about, you know, marking it up. You take a marker and you draw the words, error 404, costume not found. You are now a website error. That's what I'm talking about. Forget these, you know, costume sites and stores that would have you think you got to spend. I'm hearing from people who are spending hundreds of dollars that they don't have on costumes, either for themselves or for their kids or whatever else. I'm kind of freaking out. So by all means, please talk me down out of my tree. Share with me your fantastic, easy, inexpensive, super, super fast to do Halloween costumes, and we'll share them on the air as well. Next up, these are all easy to do, 5 minutes or less, $5 or less. Next one, next costume, a tourist. You're a tourist. Get a camera with a neck strap or find a neck strap and somehow attach your phone to it. Sunglasses, Hawaiian shirt, print out a brochure or grab a brochure from anywhere, or, you know, print one out online for your favorite tropical locale. You are now a tourist for Halloween. All right, there you go. Boom. Not hard. This one's good. This one I wanted to make sure we got in here. A ceiling fan. You ready for this one? Here's your costume. A ceiling fan. Serious extra points for originality on this one. Take an old sweatshirt. You don't care if it gets beat up. And you paint or pin on the words, go ceiling go. Add some pom-poms. And you are now a ceiling fan. I got to say that one again. You're going to love this. Going as a ceiling fan, take an old sweatshirt and then paint or pin on the words, go ceiling, go. You add some pom-poms, rah, rah, rah. You are now a ceiling fan. Ba-da-bum. Tony's looking at me. You got it. That's a good one. You got to admit that. That's a good one. Here's another good one. Wanted to make sure we got this one in here. Go as a fork in the road. Okay, you start with black clothing from head to toe, black jeans, a black sweatshirt, black sweater, something comfy. Add white tape down the sweatshirt from your shoulders down to your waist. Add white tape in the form of a road. Two solid lines, one on each side of the sweatshirt as you go down, with a dotted line down the middle. Okay, you can just do white tape down there. Pin a plastic fork to yourself. And you are now a fork in the road. That's what I'm talking about. Next up, easiest one yet. Easiest costume yet. An identity thief. Okay? You want to know how you do an identity thief? You're going to love this. The easiest costume yet. Super comfy clothing. We're talking jeans, a sweater, even wear a coat over it. Do whatever you want to do. And then you add, this picture, they easily have 20 handwritten, you know those, when you go to a meeting, you go to a conference, hello, my name is, name tags, you stick them on yourself. Get yourself to a local office supply store, whatever. Get yourself a handful of those. Write out 20, maybe 30 handwritten, hello, my name is, name tags to yourself, each with a different name. And you put a different name on all over them. You got 30 different name tags on you. You are now an identity thief. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. How long did it take you to do any of those? No time at all, maybe 5 minutes. It costs you less than $5. It's easy. You've got yourself a costume. You're not breaking the bank. You're not driving yourself crazy. And this is no slam to the people who are spending, I'm not kidding, man. I'm talking to people who have been spending days, if not weeks, on like these beautiful, intricate, hand-sewn or machine-sewn at-home costumes. I am dazzled. I am completely overwhelmed. I'm just incredibly impressed by all of this. I'm afraid that won't be happening in my house, much to my children's chagrin, but they will have fabulous costumes. They will be coming home with loads of candy, and we won't be overspending on that at all. That's what I'm talking about. Now, we might have time. We're going to have a couple more shows between now and Halloween. If you have an idea for a fabulous Halloween costume, I want to hear from you. I want to hear all of your ideas, and especially if a costume comes in at, oh, here's another thing, and Tony wanted me to ask about this too, reusing costumes. How do you feel about using a costume year after year? I'm finding that my son, my now 11-year-old son, couldn't care less if he wore his Minecraft costume, which is actually a really good one, year after year, because he is still just as much into Minecraft as ever. What is the societal expectations when it comes to Halloween costumes? Do you have to switch it up year after year? Or can you go with the same beloved, in great shape, still very warm, very wearable costume year after year and make it super easy on mom? You know what I hope the answer to be, but I'd love your input. Find me online, www.brilliantfrugalliving.com. Happy almost Halloween, everybody. Hang out for a second. When we get back after the break, Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate right after this.
Cheap and small, but not too steep.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low-Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
The economy is booming. So how do you take advantage of the bullish market? Keep listening to Biz Talk Radio.
Online at biztalkradio.com.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show. Time for my favorite segment, Sheryl Crow Be Darned. We got some great feedback on both your segment last week and Sheryl Crow last week. You're right up there with Sheryl Crow Pop.
I'm right up there with Sheryl Crow. Yes, I can't even sing.
That's all right. It's all good.
I can't even sing.
Dad and daughter talk real estate with none other than the well-informed, unbelievable pile of colorful informational handouts next to him. My dad, John Harry. Welcome back to the show, sir. How are you doing this week?
I wish we were on color TV.
That'd be fun.
Maybe we ought to start streaming on cable TV.
We have, yes.
Like, Sheldon does on the Big Bang Theory. Fun with Flags, with Sheldon and Amy.
Exactly.
We'd be better than that.
A personal blog. We've actually been approached by the fine people at Biz Talk Radio and Biz TV, to kind of streamline to a mic and mic sort of format. That's something to think about. But, yeah, for now, we're with you all via radio. Welcome back.
I guess we could think about putting it on Facebook, because we could do that now.
Absolutely.
With our own stuff. Anyway, but I digress. Chrissy, what I'd like to cover today is a reiteration of some advice that we have been giving for, I've been given this for at least the last 5 years, and it's been true for the last 5 years, and it continues to be true. And I think it'll be true a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
Yep.
That now is the best time we're probably going to see for the rest of our home buying lifetimes to make that first time buy or to make that move up buy. Now it's not going to be up in an unbroken line. You're going to see a correction of the 10 to 20% of the housing market.
That's right.
If we're in the middle of a couple-year slump and prices have gone down by, 10% from 1 year to the next, then it might be time for a little bit of caution. You might want to wait and see if we're going to have another down leg. Or if prices have gone down 10%, I do like a lot of investment pros do, is a 10% drop, I'd get in and buy more because it's going to be more expensive than that a year or two downstream.
Yep.
So with that caveat that, yes, there are going to be sometimes over the next 10, 20, 50 years when it might be more opportunistic to wait and not make that purchase. But then you get into timing the market, and everything I've read about timing the market says you really can't do it.
Right.
If you buy at the low and sell at the absolute high, you're lucky.
Yep.
You're lucky. But trying to predict that, it probably just can't happen.
That's right.
Should I buy now or wait until next year is the question that a lot of people are waiting. So let me come at this from one particular angle, okay? Right now, the interest rate for a 30-year no-point loan is about 4.65%.
That's not bad.
If you're going to buy an entry-level house of about $250,000 and your mortgage payment is 4.65%, you are probably going to have a mortgage payment of about $1,290 a month.
Okay.
Okay? Now, you wait till next year. Same house, same thing you want to do, go ahead and buy. And I don't know what they're assuming here is the down payment, but it's the same down payment either way.
Okay.
The interest rate projected for this time next year is 5.2%.
All right.
Up from 4.65% now.
That's going to leave a mark.
The home price estimated to be $262,750 as opposed to $250,000 now.
Right.
So the mortgage payment is going to be up to about $1,442. Okay. So from $1,290 to $1,442, that is about $140. That's about $155 a month.
That's not unsubstantial. Over 30 years, every month for 30 years, yeah, that adds up.
Okay. And if I just read
read a little bit farther. What that says is monthly, the mortgage payment is going to be going up by $154 a month.
That's it.
Okay. Annually, $1,844. Over 30 years, if you stay in that house for 30 years, over $55,000. Okay?
Yeah.
So lots and lots of good reasons. Well, 55,000 of them, if you're going to stay in the house for 30 years, to buy now. Okay? You're going to save yourself $1,800 a year annually. That would certainly pay for a nice cruise.
Or a
nice
college education for one of your kids.
Or pay off your credit cards. And yeah, I can speak from experience. And thank God for your mother who was working her little, took us off
you
by all the time. We got all three girls through school. But yeah, from a perspective of rising interest rates and rising prices, now is the best time you're going to have for the rest of your home buying lifetime to make that first buy or to make that move up buy.
That's great.
Okay.
It's good to know.
So, $154 a month, not chicken feed.
No, it's
not chicken
feed. Definitely going to add up. And the rates just seem to be on an upward climb trajectory anyway. Every single person out there prognosticating is saying that's what
you
expected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no reason for mortgage interest rates to go down. For example, you know, money, the cost of money. Mortgage interest rate is the cost of money. And the cost of money is driven by supply and demand. And as our economy gets better, companies are going to be needing more and more money to invest. The returns are going to be getting better and better. So as the demand for money goes up, what's going to happen to the interest rate? It's going to go up.
It's going to go up.
It's going to go up. Interest rates ain't going to be coming down, folks. They are going to be going up. So now is the best time you're going to have for the rest of your home buying lifetime to make that first buy.
It's a good thing.
It is a good thing. So let's come at it from a slightly different perspective. You're a home buyer, and you and your significant other, you've looked at your financial condition. You've looked at what else you need to do. Maybe there's private school tuition for the kids. Maybe there's a new car. Maybe there's home repairs that need to be done, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But let's just say that, yes, you've decided that you want to buy that different house or you want to make that move up buy, but that you only want to spend for monthly principal and interest somewhere between $2,020 and $2,050 a month. Okay?
Sounds good.
All righty. So let's just take a look at what you could do with that $2,020 to $2,050 a month right now.
Okay. Yeah.
So mortgage interest rates right now are about 4.5%. So if you took out a mortgage for $400,000, you could pay $2,026 a month for that $400,000 mortgage.
Okay.
Now, if interest rates go up to 4.75% and you want to keep your payment between $2,020 and $2,050 a month.
Right.
And I realize I'm kind of getting out in the weeds here with these numbers,
folks. No, the numbers are important.
You'd wind up paying $2,034 per month, but you could only afford a mortgage for $390,000.
And that does cut down the inventory of homes that you can shop from out
that
there.
That does cut down the inventory of homes
relevant.
That you can shop for. Now, if interest rates get all the way up to 5%, oh my God, and you still want to keep it between $2,020 and $2,050 a month, well, you could pay $2,040 a month for that interest rate of 5%, but then the mortgage loan that you could take out would be only $380,000.
Yep.
So interest rates go up by 0.5%. Your purchasing power has gone down from a mortgage of $400,000 to a mortgage of $380,000.
Incredible.
Okay. Now, same thing if interest rates go up to 5.25% and 5.5%. Likewise, your mortgage purchasing power is going to go down.
Yep.
$370,000 for an interest rate of 5.25%, $360,000 for an interest rate of 5.5%.
Yep.
So it's coming at it from a slightly different way than what we talked about with the combination of rising prices and rising interest rates.
Exactly.
But regardless of how you want to slice it, the combination of rising interest rates and rising prices for homes is going to slice into your purchasing power in the future. So the best time to make that move is now.
Now's the time.
The best time to make that move is now.
Forget the fact that it's fall. You know, you might have it in your head. At one point, before I knew more about real estate, I think, you know what? Summertime's the time to do it. It's fall. Hold off on that. No way. Next summer is light years away when it comes to economic news, when it comes to rates, when it comes to your own personal finances.
Mm-hmm.
Read the tea leaves, get out there, put pen to paper, mm-hmm. and figure out what you can afford and get the ball rolling on
yep.
it.
Yep. Now, another thing about, you know, some people are saying, well, you know, John, I'm starting to see some reports that housing prices are actually starting to come down.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Well, let's take a look at some of the facts around that situation.
Is this like a Disney pulling from? Like, how does that work exactly?
Yep. Like one of my heroes, former President Reagan, used to say, facts are stubborn things.
You know, they are.
They just kind of sit there and look at you, and they don't move.
That's right.
But for an example, over the last several years, national home values increased by more than 6% annually.
Okay.
Now, this kind of started out from like 2012, 2013, because we had the big bubble that busted in 2000. 2008, 2012, 2013, we hit the bottom.
Yep.
And since then, we've been going up at the rate of about 6% a year.
That's good to
know. Now, that's probably unsustainable, but what we're doing is kind of recovering from that lost time we had in 2008 to 2012.
Now's the sweet time.
So, if you had a home worth $300,000 at the beginning of one of those years, it'd be worth $318,000 by the end of the year. But if the appreciation falls to 4%, the $300,000 house will be worth $312,000 at the end of the next year, a $6,000 difference. And this, I think, is what people are reacting to. The price of the home didn't fall, but it didn't go up by as much as it would have if we still had 6% appreciation rates.
Yep, exactly right.
So the price of the home didn't fall. It just didn't increase at the previous level. Now, appreciation rates are expected to end this year at about 5%. And then drop somewhere to between 4 and 5% next year. And I've got every expectation that over the course of the next 5 years, we're going to get back to the same rate of annual home price appreciation that we've seen in the United States and Canada, 3.5, 3.6, 3.7% a year. We're getting back there now.
We're
kind of making up for that lost ground. And if you extended the curves going all the way back to like 1996 at a rate of about 3.5% a year, you run them out to where we are right now, we're getting back very, very close to that normal rate of appreciation line. Because, you know, in Delaware and Chester County, in our area, Chrissy, we had home prices basically double from 1996 to 2006. And that's clearly unsustainable. That's a rate of about 8% a year. And that was clearly unsustainable. So we had to have that result in a bubble, which was very, very painful for lots and lots and lots of people. But no, I don't see home prices coming down. Now, they might in some areas. And the way to get at that, folks, is to get with a good local realtor who's got his or her hand on the market and understands what is actually going to be going on in the future. Okay?
The time flies as usual, Pop. Thank you so much for all the great. It looks like you have like another hour's worth of info to go there, too.
We are out of time already. Well, I guess we are. Folks, thanks for listening. See you again next week.
We'll be right back in right after this.
The following ad contains shocking material. Listener discretion is advised. Is someone in your family playing a dangerous game of Russian roulette? Over 43,000 people die a year from drug overdose. 120 people a day. 5 people every hour. 1 person every 12 minutes. 88,000 people die every year from alcohol abuse. Over 240 people a day, 10 an hour, 1 person every 6 minutes. Somebody you know may be next. Learn how to help someone you love get away from the drugs, alcohol, and bad influences. With the FMLA, people can take a leave of absence from their job and still keep it. Call now and learn how we can help you.
800-287-7891. 800-287-7891. That's 800-287-7891.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. And during Staples Printing Event, buy one HP ink cartridge and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
Ends 10/13/18. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
If you are an entrepreneur, small business owner, wannabepreneur, or just looking to manage your assets, you found the right place. Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, going with a bonus round here at the end of the show with fabulous, inexpensive, effortless, less than $5, less than 5 minute costumes, all sent in from people coast to coast. I love this stuff in no particular order, and I'm diving right in because these are all fantastic. Throwback Thursday costume. Throwback Thursday. You ready for this? Okay. Use adhesive letters, masking tape, or cardboard cutouts will work too, to spell Thursday on the back side of a t-shirt, or I'd put it in the front, honestly. So you're writing out the word Thursday on the back or the front or both of a t-shirt. Then you wrap a bandage around yourself. Okay? Top it off with some moans about your aching back. You now have Throwback Thursday. Boom. I love this stuff. I love the costumes that make people think just a little bit, you know, through our candy sugar-induced haze, making people think just a little bit about the costumes. Love it. Next up, a rose by any other name costume. Okay, you ready for this? Tote a few roses along for the night. Here's what you do. Wear a rose-hued shirt. Clearly, this is a costume better for the, you know, for the girls or for the ladies. Give yourself a name tag that displays any name but rose. Try something like Violet or even Lily, okay? So you're wearing a rose-colored shirt. You put on a name tag that says anything but rose. Try like Violet or Lily or Daisy. And then tote a few roses along for the night, okay? And ask people to think what your name is. Think what your costume is. I love this. So cool. Other people have sent in pictures ironing on a rose patch or two instead. That kind of thing. Extra credit for that one. I honestly wouldn't go through all that trouble. When you're an adult or even have kids that you're trying to get ready for Halloween, make sure that you not only impart the message to have a ton of fun, enjoy yourself, it's candy time, but be sure to impart the message that you don't have to spend a ton of money on a costume. I can't say that often enough. Just impart that knowledge, that deep wisdom on your kids, your grandkids, the kids in your life, because sometimes I feel like they're kind of missing out on that. When you can impart that knowledge, that is money saved for a lifetime. Next up, this is really good. Catcher in the Rye costume. Okay, no matter how hard you try, you can't have a do-over for your teenager years, but you can put that knowledge to work, if only for a few hours. All you need is a catcher's mitt, a little blue, maybe try a blue t-shirt and jeans, and a couple pieces of rye bread. Okay, do a name tag. You're going to love these name tags, man. A name tag with Holden written on it ensures that even those who may not have done their required reading in high school knows exactly what you are, too. Okay, so you got a catcher's mitt with a few pieces of rye in it. You got a name tag that says Holden. You are now catcher in the rye. Beautiful. Love this. Next up, beat around the bushes costume. This is hysterical. Slip on a green t-shirt and use safety pins or hot glue or whatever, a stapler, for God's sake, to fasten artificial leaves and foliage around the collar, or all over if you're feeling bold. Then you add a pair of headphones, and if you want to, you could ask some indirect, vague questions all night long as you go from door to door. It's a beat around the bushes costume. I love it. Another one of my top five, breadwinner. Breadwinner costume, okay? Forget about what your salary actually says, okay? Because on Halloween, it doesn't really matter. Here's the way it works. You're the breadwinner tonight. Wear a t-shirt in a bold primary color. I'm liking the pictures here with a red t-shirt, maybe a blue t-shirt. Remember, you're going to be out at night. You hang a gold medal around your neck, or you maybe pin a first place ribbon to the breast of your shirt. Then you proudly carry around a loaf of bread. Any variety is going to do. All right. And have them guess what you're doing. You're the breadwinner. You got the prize around your neck. You got the loaf of bread in one hand, done in less than 5 minutes for less than $5. I love it. Next up, chip on your shoulder costume. Okay. I love these costume ideas. I thought I'd heard them all. I haven't. Put on a yellow t-shirt, tape a snack-sized bag of potato chips on the shoulder, okay? You take a yellow t-shirt and you tape a snack-sized bag of potato chips on your shoulder. You have got you. It's done. Not only that, it's the only person out there who's going to be, you're going to be the only one in the neighborhood. Chances are excellent to have this kind of a quick, easy, effortless, inexpensive costume. And it makes people think, chip on your shoulder. I guarantee you, you go to the doors to walk your kids around, or maybe your kids got this costume on, and the people opening the door, they're going to love it. You're going to get an extra chuckle, and chances are excellent. It's going to pay off with some extra candy. They love the ones, being a person who has handed out the candy in the past, we love when you find yourself a creative costume, especially when it doesn't cost a lot of money. Loving it. All good. Next up, this is another clever one. The self-absorbed costume. Okay? Take a whole bunch of kitchen sponges. Go out there, buy a whole bunch of kitchen sponges, maybe a dozen or so. Glue them all over your t-shirt. Okay? You're self-absorbed. Start with all of your sentences with an I, and see how many people get it. I love it. That totally works for me. Copycat costume. This is cute. Go to your local dollar store or the inexpensive toy aisle of any store you're in, okay? Get a little set of cat ears. You got a little set of, you know, meow cat ears going around there. Here's the great thing. You cut out some cardboard letters, all right? Spell out the word copy, C-O-P-Y, with either adhesive alphabet stickers or cut out some cardboard letters. Use hot glue to attach them. Place them on a white t-shirt or do a black t-shirt with white letters, whatever's easiest and handiest for you. And you put a little cat ears on, you're now a copycat. I love it. Use some, you know, use some thinking. Use your head. People dig that stuff. What's this next one? Oh, way cool. A ghostwriter costume. I love these costumes that make the adults think. Okay, this is an old standard. A lot of people don't know this one, but this is an old standard. All you need, an old white sheet you can spare, or grab a new one from the clearance section at your local store. You cut out eyes and a mouth, and you got two props this time. A pen and a writer's notebook. Okay, so you're in the standard ghost costume scene. I love it. You've got the sheet over your head, which honestly is one of my favorite go-to costumes, because then you can dress for warm Halloweens. You can dress for a cold Halloween. You can have a parka underneath there. You can have a snowsuit underneath there if you're trying to dress the kids. Or if you've got this freakishly warm Halloween coming up, you could do shorts and a t-shirt underneath this thing, right? You could do it for older, you know, older people's parties, kids' parties, teenagers' parties, kids' parties, adult parties, work parties. Go with the ghost costume and kind of dress it up. This one is the ghost writer. You go as the ghost. You cut the holes out. It's easy. It's comfy. It's not binding. You can go after the candy in this costume. You bring along a pen and a notebook. You're the ghost writer. Love it. Love it. All right, we got time for a couple more. This is a good one. A pickpocket. A pickpocket. You know how you do this? You wear an old pair of jeans or an old pair of pants with pockets all over it. If they don't have a lot of pockets on there, glue something that looks like pockets all over it, okay? Glue a couple of pockets onto an old t-shirt. And then you glue a whole bunch of guitar picks to it. If you don't have a bunch of guitar picks, you know the guitar picks, right? They're like a little rectangular plastic-looking thing. Then cut out a whole bunch of little plastic-looking little guitar picks and glue them all over your outfit. You are now a pickpocket. Last one, pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie, this is brilliant. You ready for this? You're wearing a pumpkin-colored t-shirt. And you put the symbol pi, like 3.14 pi, you're wearing a pumpkin-colored shirt or a jacket or whatever else, and you have the symbol pi, either glued on it, painted on it, drawn on it. Boom. Easy, effortless, fabulous, and well worthy of talking about. I love it. You guys, I love you all. Send me your ideas as well. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there. Cheap and
small. The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.